Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 17th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Well, let me just say, I don't normally do two updates in the same week. So came in on Monday, had a great time. Everything was going smooth. Kiefer was going home. Then yesterday, pop onto the feeds. Gotta say, I was a little bit behind. So I popped on and I go, okay, look at this. We got Ty and Jed. Kiefer, why is Kiefer still here? So that caught me by a little bit of surprise. I know, had to catch up real quick, but I'm all caught up now. And to me, that was very exciting. Whether or not yesterday was super exciting, but that revelation.
I mean, quite a lot has happened since Kiefer has stayed, and quite a lot is going to happen on the feeds as we update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 feeds. It was day 49 in the house, and this one might be a bit of a doozy because there's a lot to get through as a lot is shifting around, not only in the short term for nominations, but also for the long term of the week and who's targeted, and also for the long term of the game as the entire house is shifting around. It's a shame that this is one of two potentially fake evictions, but hopefully these changes will be long lasting enough that we'll see some intrigue from them. So let's talk about it. Talking about this, if you're going to listen to any update this week, this is probably the one to listen to because there's a lot to set up for you guys.
Yes, a lot to get into.
All right. Well, we started the day, and it's very front loaded here. Most of the stuff happens, nominations happen, and then from that point on, we're kind of rolling downhill, except for Beth and Jed, which we'll talk about. we started the day with Tara and Kiefer talking about nominations. Kiefer still thinks that Jed and Ty are the right call for nominations. This has kind of been set up from the day before. Tara is feeling like Jed and Ty are the best call. That's what she talked about with Tina. Jed and Ty on the block. Hopefully Beth doesn't win the veto. If she does, then hopefully she doesn't use it. She's been talking about how she needs the guys to go anyway. So that is the idea. It's got to be Jed and Ty.
Yes, which this, you know, the thoughts by all the players are going to jump around a lot throughout the day. But this is where we initially start. Like you said, the main thought here is the guys probably have the best chance of winning the veto. So as long as they're both on the block, could still swap one out with Beth if need be.
Yes. Kiefer's going to talk with Brayden and just let him know that the trio is trying to get Brayden on the block. Now, to set this up, I talked about this yesterday with Puya. I said Beth is about to snatch the defeat from the jaws of victory. And that's because she has a plan, just like the Cylons. And the plan is, just like the Cylons, completely incomprehensible. The plan is that she is going to talk to Brayden, convince him to volunteer for the block, talk to Ty, get him to volunteer for the block so that they can backdoor Jed. That's the we're going to backdoor Jed. That is the plan. And then she's going to convince Tara that that's the best way to do it, and convince Tara that she is willing to take Jed out of the game so that when Jed goes on the block, she will vote Jed out. And then ideally, Brayden is still sitting up on the block by the end of the week, and she can, in reality, vote out Brayden over Ty or Jed. And voila! Plan successful.
Okay, so while there are some things that different players maybe could get to work here, we've seen people convince people to volunteer for the block before. Brayden is not one of those people who would fall for this. We've seen people convince the person in power that they would be willing to go against their showmance. I don't think that Beth and Jed are the combo showmance or Tara the person to convince in this scenario. But even beyond all that, I feel like a broken record here. I feel like the last several times I've been on this update, my biggest issue with the way that the trio have strategized is it seems like their plans, their genius plans, always stem from this idea of what is the best case scenario for us, which would be some combo of Brayden and Kiefer on the block or one of them or whatever, where we could get one of them out. Now, how do we shape a worldview where we could try and convince other people to see it that way, even though they're like skipping past the part, which is nobody's going to see it that way. Nobody is going to buy this idea that the trio is not a trio who would probably stick together, or at least two of them would. And you can't think of like, what's best for me? How do I convince someone else of this? You have to at least use a little bit of like, the person in power is going to want to do what's best for them and start from there. And then try to say, like, what are scenarios where I can make that work for me? Not the other way around.
Yeah. So
it's very frustrating.
Kiefer, who is, you know, mostly up on this plan, not entirely yet, but he knows that they've been talking about how can they get Brayden on the block, is going to give Brayden the heads up that the trio is trying to get Brayden on the block. And Brayden's like, oh my God, Beth is in my ear saying that the guys want me out this week and she's my only hope. And Kiefer's like, yeah, she's full of it. Don't listen to a thing she says.
Yeah. Beth is going to say this kind of similar thing to a couple different people. She's going to say it to Brayden. She's also going to say it to Tara that she's their only hope, which, could have been the case if she had tried for more than just like the last week or so to convince them of this.
Who are you, Obi-Wan? Come on. Beth talks to the cameras. She talks through her plan. She says I need to convince Tara that I want the boys out. That's the only way this will work. But in reality, she would vote to keep them. So she needs to trick Tara. That's the plan. Tara and Brayden are going to talk, and they think they just kind of talk through what they're doing for the week. Tara's kind of like, yeah, we need to work with Kiefer, unfortunately. I think that's what we have to do. And Brayden's like, yeah, just, you know, we don't really have a choice. I don't really trust him, but what else are we gonna do?
Yeah, Kiefer is the hardest one for me to read personally, just because in almost every conversation he acts like he's with whoever he's talking to, which is good for him. But sometimes I'm not 100% convinced at any given time that he's with who he's talking to. Like, for there was a large period of time where I really thought that it was going to be him and Tina and Tara, and that was his real alliance. But then every time he talks to the trio, I'm like, oh, but you know, if Beth left, like, could I see him going with the guys? I could. So I think he's the one who's kept his options the most open.
Well, Jed is going to talk with Tara. Tara's going to have this talk with Jed. Jed kind of explains the previous week. Tara says, well, here's the thing about last week. We did have a good conversation, but I wish that you had told me about the fact that you were keeping Tina. or sorry, keeping Kiefer and getting rid of Tina, and like kind of explained why that ended up happening. And then Jed goes on to explain that. And she says, look, Jed, you are the only one that hasn't said a bad word about your allies. And I respect that. Like all your friends are always saying bad things, that they're going to cut you, that, you know, all kinds of different stuff. You're the only one that seems to be like strictly loyal. I really appreciate that. And I want you to know that if you are sitting on the block, it doesn't mean you're the target. I don't want you to go. I want you to stay in this game because everyone sees you as a massive target. And if I get you out, then I'm a massive target. And so if I keep you in, then you're a big target. Kiefer's a big target. Nobody can come after me yet. That is my goal.
Yeah, she's also going to tell Jed, like, you know, asking him how long is he going to be loyal to his group? Because like you were saying, he appears to be the only one who is. This is what Tara's saying, you know, that the other two have talked bad about you or Beth or whoever. And that she wants him to fight for himself. She's going to say this to a couple people. She's going to say this to him. She's also going to say this to Beth later, but wanting people to really fight for themselves and play their own game here. And she says she'd be happy to sit next to him in the final two. She's going to say that she doesn't have anything to lose or any reason to lie to you, which is something I talked about with Tara before, of like Tara being in this position of feeling like she's at the bottom, and having this very, like, I'm just going to be honest and tell people stuff because I don't have anything to lose. It's always fun to have someone like that in the game.
Yeah. So Ty and Kiefer are going to talk a bit. Ty says that he, Beth and Jed talk through the plan. Then Jed talks to Ty about the plan. He explains, like, okay, the plan is Beth is going to convince Brayden to like, want to go up, and then it's going to be you and Brayden on the block. And then, you know, then if we can get the veto to not be used, then boom, we just vote out Brayden. And Ty's like, we want me on the block. That's not ideal. So, Ty talks to Kiefer. He's like,
the audacity
of them to want me on the block. Ty says, Beth has to go. And Kiefer says, well, Beth for sure goes up if the veto is won, because let me tell you, the plan is you and Jed, not this dumb backdoor thing. He says, the one move that is going to send them home was keeping me. That was their worst move. And so what you need to do, Ty, is make Tara believe that you want to work with me and Brayden, and that you will not use the veto on Jed if you want it, if you were to be off the block.
Yes. So we have Ty here being clued in to the fact that Tara and Brayden and Kiefer know about this dumb Brayden on the block plan. And so he really, at this point, unlike what Beth and Jed want him to do, because they want Ty to both also talk to Brayden and also talk to Tara and try to push this Brayden move. And Ty's like, I already know this isn't going to work. They're already informed. So I have no reason to do that. Plus, they want me on the block. So I'm going to spend all this time instead trying to save myself and keep myself from the block. So I like that Ty is playing more self-interested here, because, you know, I think that he has also these connections with Kiefer and Brayden, and of the three is the most likely to jump ship right here.
Yes. So Beth is going to go to Kiefer and explain the whole plan to him. She says, I'm not touching the block. Tara promised on her kids that she wouldn't put me up. He's like, oh, okay. And she says, we can completely run her HOH. We just need to get one of you guys up next to Brayden. That's it. And so he's like, okay. And Kiefer runs straight to Brayden and says, hey, Brayden, so Beth is about to approach you to try and convince you to volunteer for the block. Just to give you the heads up, obviously, don't fall for it. This is a terrible idea. She's just trying to get you out. Or she might be trying to get Ty out. I'm not sure. But just to give you the heads up here.
Yeah. Love Beth and Kiefer talking. Love having the two most confident people in the room both talk about how confident they are. That's great. It's never a good look to say, and Beth says it a lot, like, oh, I'm not going up at all. Of course not. No, never going to touch a block, because you're just adding that insult to injury of if you do go on the block, you're like, shoot, now I'm also mad because I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I told people, and now I'm going to look like I was wrong. So that's not good for her. I don't even think, like, yes, this information gets to Brayden, but even if Kiefer had not talked to Brayden, I don't think there's any scenario where Brayden is going to volunteer for the ball. It's final six, supposedly. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well, there's a whole argument about that, because Beth is going to approach Ty and explain the plan to him personally. Yes. And he's like, huh? She says, you know, Ty, you need to understand, Kiefer is down. I need you to believe in Kiefer.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, we put him on the block. Yeah. Like, what, in what world do you put people on the block and are still friends with them? That's not how it works.
We put him up. He is not with us anymore, Beth. If we put you up, would you be with us anymore? She says, he's sworn his kids. This is Big Brother. Would you be with us if we put you up? No. Do you think that she would put Kiefer up? Like, is that what you're trying to go for? Just no. She won't put me or Kiefer up. Just why would she put Brayden up? Because if she doesn't put Brayden up, then a bunch of people will be pissed. It's genuine advice I would offer if I was being genuine. He's like, hold on. Okay. So if she doesn't put Brayden up, everyone will be pissed, but what you're proposing to her is that you don't actually want to send Brayden out. You want to send me out so that you wouldn't be pissed if you put us up. How does that work? I don't understand.
She's like, no. But see, she won't see the logic in that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. She doesn't say that. But
she's like, you know, this is how it works. We'd have to get Brayden to volunteer. Why would he do that? Because he doesn't know what's going on. He'll just volunteer.
The only way that Brayden would volunteer would be if for some reason he was very convinced that he wouldn't be going, then no one would be mad if he wasn't. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, it's a fallacy and loophole here. But I do think that, like, she's again trying to make her scenario try to make sense when it doesn't make sense. And then also the thing that she's really stuck on is this idea of people swearing on their kids, which the people who are doing that are the people who are, like, not, like, have openly admitted to playing hard. I mean, especially Kiefer, but I think Tara bugs me a little bit more just because I feel like she doesn't own it as much as Kiefer does. Kiefer's like, yeah, it's Big Brother. I'm going to do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it. Beth is going to go to Brayden and she says, Brayden, can I say something wild to you?
Oh, red flag in Big Brother. If someone's like, oh, you want to do something wild? I've got this, fun plan.
Oh my God. I can't even look at you right now.
It's going to be the biggest move ever.
What if this is the week to do something really big? Oh my God.
Really big.
What if we backdoor jet? He's like, oh, yay. Yeah, that's totally great. Great. We'd love to backdoor jet. Then if he wins the veto, we vote out Ty. He's like, oh, yeah, that would be great. That'd be great. Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. She's not putting me up because I'm a girl. So I'm not going up. And look, I talked to Kiefer. And Kiefer told me that I needed to see if you'd be on board with this potential plan so that we could backdoor Jet. And this is the time to make the move. This is the time. We need to make this happen.
If Beth had been laying the groundwork for weeks about, like, I really want to turn on these guys.
Oh, she has been.
It, It doesn't fly when you're also hanging out with them 24/7.
Just very unsuccessfully. She thinks she thinks that, because again, this is just pure hubris on Beth's part. She thinks that she is a mastermind that has been laying groundwork for weeks, right, and she is now cashing those chips in.
No. Yeah. There are people who could make this work. There are times that this kind of thing has happened. There are plenty of people. I mean, look at Allison, season 4. Goes in, gets into showmances, backstabs them. She's perfectly comfortable doing that. But Beth has not been shown to be a person who would do that. And you know what the worst part of this is? That Beth probably should be trying to get Jed or Ty out pretty soon. That's the worst part. Is that it's like, if she actually was honest with this move, maybe it would seem a little more real. But the fact that she's not even doing it.
Here's the thing. I think that there's a chance that this could have worked. There's a universe where she has Tara convinced.
There's no chance she's convincing Brayden to volunteer for the block.
But there is a universe where she convinces people that she is willing to to get Jed out. There's a universe where she is able to play the cards she thinks she's going to play, except there's not that universe anymore when she keeps Kiefer last week.
Yes,
because Kiefer is ruining everything that she's doing. He's walking around.
Sure.
He's like a person in the Battery game of Fall Guys who just walks right behind the other person, coloring all the squares they just colored, because he's running around to every person she talks to either before or after and deprogramming them or programming them in response to prepare for the programming that they're anticipating from Beth.
Yes. What she needed to have done was keep Tina, make a girl thing with Tina and Tara, and then either pull in Brayden or, yeah, that's probably pretty much the option there. And then, like, full steam ahead, tell Tara, like, we got to get both boys on the block. At least one of them is going home. We have the numbers then, even if one of them wins veto. And that's the convincing way of doing it. Yeah. It's also the way that, like, would come across as partially her move and would help her win the game. She's not seeing it that way. And it was a big mistake to keep Kiefer.
Yeah. Sure. Imagine if Beth is HOH, she takes out Victoria, never waffles, says, hey, guess what? Tina and Tara, don't worry. I've got you. I'm backdooring Victoria. The guys really want Victoria to stay because she's better for their game, but I'm putting my foot down and I will not waver from this. I am with you guys. The following week, she takes out Kiefer over Tina. And now she's got Tara and Tina because they have nobody else. She's got Brayden because he's got nobody else. And she puts up Ty and Jed and or Tara puts up Ty and Jed. And she gets to lose one of Ty or Jed without having to do it herself. And she's in an amazing place to win this game. And it's very simple changes. She barely has to do anything here.
What she has to do is stop waffling and stop, like, for someone who thinks that she's very convincing to people, she is so easily convinced of things that are not good for her in this game and doesn't appear to see it at all.
So Kiefer is going to go and talk with Ty. Now that Ty knows the full plan, and they're like, this makes no sense. Kiefer's like, I'm surprised she told you about all the details, because honestly, I'm thinking that she wants to get you out. But it's just dumb to put pawns on the block at final six. Everybody plays in the veto. Kiefer says, don't worry, stick to our plan. Tell Tara you won't use the veto. But Ty's just like, I can't believe she's trying to finesse me on the block. Don't finesse me. And Kiefer says again, he's like, honestly, I think that if you're on the block next to Brayden, I don't know that she keeps you. I don't think she's just trying to get you in the block. I think she might be trying to get you out.
Which realistically, like, wouldn't be a bad thing for Beth. So I could understand why that would even be brought up here.
Yeah, but it's also the worst possible way to try to make that happen. Why would you try to make it so that Ty's on the block next to Brayden? And now you have to convince either Jed or Kiefer to get rid of Ty over Brayden, when you can just have Ty and Jed, on the block together. Your hands are tied and one of them has to go.
Like, part of me wonders if it's this idea of, does she think that the audience really, really likes this, like, honest. These are my people. I'm sticking with the group the whole time. And she feels like she will somehow look bad for turning on Ty and Jed. Like, part of me wonders if that's factoring into it.
I think that she, like, with the second Tara won, she was like, no, this is my HOH. Only I get to take out the guys. She, like, somehow needed it to be her move. And at the same time, I think even though she wants to be the one to take out the guys, she also thought, well, maybe if she, like, basically what happened is, no matter which way she was going to go, whether she was taking a shot at the guys or protecting the guys, she needed this to be her HOH. She is the alpha female and not Tara. And so she is going to run Tara's HOH. She mentions it so many times. This is going to be my move. This would be my move. We're going to run her HOH. I'm going to run her HOH. She wanted this to be her week.
If she wants to convince the audience of that, what she needs to do is say, okay, what's the most likely thing for Tara to do? Put up the two guys. Great. I'm just going to pretend that's my plan and run with that. Like, you can't try to convince Tara of doing something that benefits Tara 0%.
I mean, that makes no sense. That was kind of her initial response, which is like, if she puts up the two guys, that is my move. But it's not just the audience is the problem. She is trying to convince herself, and she is trying to convince her fellow players, and none of them are going to see Jed and Ty going on the block as Beth's move. And so she is trying to actively make something happen that she can take credit for. And that's leading to this. So she goes to Tara, Tara says, look, first, the main thing I want to tell you is I'm not putting you on the block, Beth. That's the main thing I want to avoid this week, because I do not want you sent home. I need you in this game. I just need to make sure that you would not use the veto if you were off the block. And Beth is like, absolutely not. I would not use the veto. You know, I've been talking to you about how I need, I can't beat Jed. I know that he needs to go. Tara is convinced. Tara has been worked on by Beth for a while and is on board. She does think that Beth is willing to take the shot at Jed or Ty. But Beth has some other thoughts. She's like, well, so what's the plan here? So are you saying Brayden doesn't touch the block at all? There's like, I mean, I don't, not right now. And she's like, oh, well, that's the thing about Brayden is I was just talking to him and he was like totally okay with going up as a pawn. It was super weird. Sorry, guys. I skipped a conversation. Beth first talked to Brayden and Kiefer and solidified. She literally asked Brayden. She was like, would you be willing to volunteer to go up? He was like, not really. No. She was like, well, OK, look, we just need to convince Tara that we all have to have the same story. So if you go to Tara and say, like, hey, we want to backdoor Jed, then we need to make sure, Kiefer, you do the same thing. And then we'll get this all settled, all sorted out. Right.
Yeah, she's also when Beth talks with Brayden, she's going to also try to hint that, like, Kiefer wanted Brayden to volunteer. Yes. And she's going to have the same conversation with both of them. She's going to say that, like, yeah, Kiefer feels really comfortable. I don't know why. He says that he's not going up at all, but he wants you to go up as a pawn. And then she's also going to talk to Kiefer and Tara here and be like, Brayden just seems so comfortable that he's not going up at all, except for the fact that he also is volunteering to go on the block as a pawn.
So she goes from Kiefer and Brayden to Tara. That's when she's he was just totally like okay with going up as he gets that's the move, basically. It just makes sense to, if you're gonna backdoor Jed. And Tara's like, well, the thing about this is that Jed has to go up. He is too likely to win the veto. I want Jed on the block, and Ty needs to be on the block next to him, because I think that Ty is too likely to use the veto on Jed. And Beth
also, there are literally six people, and we don't need to backdoor Jed to get him out. We can just put him on the block. Same chance either way.
Yeah. Beth is like, oh yeah, totally makes sense. Totally, yeah, totally on board with that. You know, obviously, I'm not going to use the veto, but just think about the Brayden thing, but you know, it's fine. We've got this. Good talk. She leaves and then comes back in. She's like, hey, act normal with Jed and Ty. They can't know what's happening. she leaves again. She's got a big smile on her face. She's like, she says to the cameras, I've made it to the final five. And so this is her already pivoting, like, Ty and Jed going in the block is my move. Now one of them is going to go, and I am in the final five. She is not going to put me up. Let's go.
She also briefly in this conversation tried to feel out if Kiefer could potentially go up, to which Tara says, like, no. Yeah. Kiefer's a big target in front of me. Got to keep him for next week because I know he'll be taken out before me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Flashback. After Beth leaves Brayden and Kiefer to go talk to Tara, the second she walks out the door,
yep,
Brayden and Kiefer, just like... Kiefer's like, oh my god, she told Ty and Ty is pissed. Yeah. And Brayden's like, should I go talk to him? And he's like, yeah, go be in, like, go talk to him and be like, so I guess we're going up on the block, Ty. This is gonna be great. Though what we need to do is go talk to Tara immediately and tell her that this is Beth's plan to try and keep Jed. Yes. And then we can get Beth on the block, I think.
Yep. Oh, how the tables have turned for poor Beth here. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So Ty comes in and talks to them. They talk it through. Kiefer's like, okay, we need to talk to Tara. We should offer her a final four with the four of us. Ty is concerned about how much influence Beth may have on Jed if this really is a play to take him out. And he just gets so cheesed.
I'm just cheesed right now.
When people try to finesse him. Stop trying to finesse Ty.
Yeah. Stop trying to finesse him. I mean, at this point, I do feel like if you ever have an ally or anyone in the house try to make you feel good about going on the block, it's just because they don't want to. There's not a whole lot of scenarios, a Big Brother, where it's good to go on the block. So if someone's trying to convince you it is, who would buy that?
Yeah. So Ty says they need to get Beth on the block and they need to convince Tara. They need to talk to Tara about, like, hey, you know, Jed hasn't even won that many competitions. He's lost a lot of them. Because Ty wants Beth out. And Kiefer says, Kiefer tells Ty. So Ty's going to Wendy's with Tara. And Kiefer is instructing Ty on, like, what to say. This is, you need to say that you're not going to use the veto. You need to say that you want to work with us, pitch a final four. Ty puts on, like, a turtleneck. He's like, you should wear, no, this color is Tara's favorite. You should wear this color because it's Tara's favorite.
Yeah. I love that. That's the best plan. Brayden's like, yeah, this is great. Tara's going to ask you why won't you use the veto. And so you need to come up with a plan for that. And mostly just like continuing to tell Tara that we know that this is just Beth's plan to keep Jed safe, and that she would pull him down if she won the veto, if she was off the block anyway. Mm-hmm.
So Kiefer goes to Tara right after she finishes talking with Beth, and Kiefer's like, Beth is all over the place. Did you know she just went to Ty to try to get him to volunteer to sit next to Brayden on the block? And Ty is pissed. And she's like, what? She did what? And he's like, yeah, can you believe it? She was talking to Brayden. She's trying to get Brayden to put himself up on the block. I think that what she's doing is trying to keep Jed around. She's trying to protect Jed. I think you should make, I mean, what if you put Jed and Beth up on the block? I don't think Ty would use the veto. In that scenario, obviously, we'd vote out Jed still. Jed is the target. Jed needs to go this week. But I'm worried that Beth might use the veto on Jed. She's working so hard to try to protect him and make this whole plan to keep him safe. I think that she would use the veto. I don't think that Ty will use the veto.
What I also like about this is, intentional or not, Kiefer likes to say that, like, oh, I just talked to Brayden. I just talked to Ty. They're pissed about going up on the block. And that might seem like a small thing, but it's actually undermining Beth's argument that people would be mad if they didn't go on the block, because now Tara can be like, well, Brayden and Ty would be pissed if I did put them on, and I don't have any reason to make them upset with me. So it's just like, that's like a little small thing that might not be intentional, but it's fun.
So he says, Beth has said she won't go up no matter what because she's a woman. And Tara's like, oh no, I'm going to do whatever's best for my game. Mm-hmm. And Kiefer's like, yeah, well, Brayden and I have literally been laughing because Beth walked in and was like, we need to convince Tara that I'm willing to cut Jed. I've been telling her that I want to cut him forever. Tara's like, what? Like, she does a double take. She's like, she said, wait, she said what? She said that she's been telling me that she's willing to cut him forever. He's like, yeah. She's like, oh yeah, I've been convincing her that I'm willing to cut Jed. So we just need to make sure that she believes that, so that she's willing to put, you guys up. And she's like, oh wow. Okay. And this is legitimately her realizing, okay, I can't trust a single word Beth says. Yeah. She's like, okay, so if I put Beth and Jed on the block, does Ty really not use the veto? Like, she is now actually considering this. Kiefer's like, no, I don't think he will. You should talk to him at Wendy's, get a sense of where his head is at, but I really don't think he would use it.
Well, and the thing is, even if Ty would use it, Beth would also use it. It's not like whoever you keep off the block is or is not going to. It's not like one of them will and one of them won't. They both could foreseeably use it. So it's just, Beth is almost definitely, if you put Ty and Jed up, Beth is, if she wins, definitely going to take Jed off. So if your target's Jed, then, that's the more likely scenario of how you'd get him out. The other thing here is, prior to this point, like you said, early in the morning, Tara was convinced that Beth did want to take a shot at Jed at some point in this game. This is when she's going to start thinking, like, is it just that Beth doesn't want to do it now? Is it that she truly will not do it? Like you said, she can't believe anything she says and can't believe that she would actually target Jed at this time.
Yeah. And Kiefer says, clearly she's not willing to cut Jed now. I think she would probably at like Final Four, but she's clearly not willing to do it now. So Brayden's going to walk in and, Tara's like, what has Beth been saying to you? He's like, in what sense? In any sense, what has she been saying to you about anything? Kiefer's like, did she want you to volunteer for the block? And she's saying that she wants to try and scare, Tara into not putting them up. He's like, yeah. All of that stuff. Definitely, for sure.
Kiefer's like, so slow to want to trust this group here.
Well,
Brayden is what I meant. Yeah.
I mean, the whole morning is literally, I mean, I have to give the majority of the credit to Kiefer here, because he is the one running around telling people, I mean, like, shades of how Anthony played, not comparing him to Anthony, because that is blasphemous, although Anthony might say otherwise. But he's literally giving people scripts on what to say, what to wear. He literally has to prompt Brayden with, like, this is what you need to say in the moment. He is the one giving certain people heads up. He is completely orchestrating the plot to get Beth up on the block. Now, ultimately, none of this would have had any chance of working if Beth hadn't screwed herself up, but Kiefer did do a good job here of running around and making this happen.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing really well with the situation he's in at this time. Like, yeah, he could have been gone the previous week, but he's not, and he's optimizing that. And he's playing a much more successful version of what Beth thinks she's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he made a plan to get Beth up on the block. Now it spawned from Beth's dumb plan that put herself in that situation. But he actually orchestrated it, whereas she ran around and people laughed at her. And so Brayden's going to list out what Beth has said she's been saying to Tara about, like, women and how you know, she wouldn't put her up because she's a woman, blah, blah, blah. And how she is convincing her she won't go after whoever, and she will go after Jed, and so on and so forth.
And this is, sorry, I know that this is like a recap, but I love pointing out like good things that Kiefer's doing also here, just like for game notes. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite things. And it's a very subtle like psychology thing here, but even if Tara was going to keep Beth because she's a woman, when someone comes in and calls out any reason that the person in power like might do something, there's like this thing in your mind where you feel like, wait, now I don't want to do it because other people know about it, or it no longer feels like it's the secret thing of this plan of mine. So sometimes just calling things out and putting them in the open, even if Kiefer's like acting like, ha ha, yeah, she would never do it because of that, Tara's going to think, oh, well, I was, but now I'm not going to. But, you know, people don't like to feel like their ideas are known, or that their ideas could have been, you know, jokes or something like that. So that's like this cool thing that Kiefer's doing of it's just like one of those strategies you can use to try and like get in someone's head.
Which is why if you're Beth, you shouldn't be screaming from the rooftops about how Tara's definitely keeping you because you're a woman.
Right.
You should be keeping that secret because then other people can't call it out.
Yeah, this is like what I think of as being sort of like the third party thing, right? Like if you're it's like if you're in a relationship and somebody sets you up. Like have you ever had someone, you know, like ask you out or something, and then one of your friends comes up and it's like, oh yeah, I told them they should ask you out. Like I'm in the middle. And then you feel a little bad. You're like, well, I was excited that they asked me out, but now I feel like there's this third party in my relationship, right? You don't want that sometimes. Like you don't want to feel like anyone else is involved in your thing. And the way you can stop that, yeah, for Beth is like, don't tell everybody all your secret things. And then, you know, if you're the third party member in this scenario, use that to break other people up and make them not feel as close.
Yeah. Well, Tara is going to hear what, like a lot of the stuff that she's hearing that Beth is saying are things that Beth has actually been saying, because Beth has actually been telling everyone all the things that she's been saying to Tara. So it's very easy to cross-reference. She's like, so you, Brayden, you really think Ty won't use the veto if he wins? And Brayden says, no, I don't think he will. She says, okay, but worst case scenario, Beth and Jed on the block, Ty does win the veto, he does use the veto on Jed. Brayden, if you go up next to Beth, you really think Ty won't vote you out over Beth? Brayden's like, I don't think so. No, I don't think he will. And I'm like, Brayden. I don't know if I want to put that much faith in Ty right now. I know you want to make this plan happen, but who cares? Who cares if it's whoever on the block at this point? If you're being told you're the replacement and you're relying on Ty to vote to keep you.
Yeah, and this is the part that I'm most confused about in the day, is exactly from Kiefer and Brayden, like what their thoughts are. Like, do they actually want to work with Tara? Are they really closer with Ty? Do they actually believe that Ty would or would not use the veto? Do they care? Are they just trying to keep themselves off? Do they really have an outcome of who they'd rather go? Those are the questions that I have still.
Yes. So Brayden wants Jed to go. Kiefer, I believe, wants Beth to go. Mm-hmm. Ty wants Beth to go. They both, Kiefer and Brayden, do believe that Ty would not use the veto. Kiefer has believed that for a long time. And so that's the reason why Brayden is on board to get Beth up on the block, is just because that was, you know, Kiefer kind of whirlwinded that into the universe, and Brayden was pissed at Beth for trying to get him to volunteer.
Yeah. And see, that's the part where I think there's definitely a good chance Ty would use the veto. I don't think he would save Beth, but I think that he could potentially save Jed still. So
it's not out of the realm of possibility quite yet, because Jed is going to have a talk with Ty where Ty says, hey, Jed, I'm going to try to convince Tara to not put me on the block by convincing her that I'm not willing to use the veto. But of course, if I win, I'm using it on you. Now, this is, you know, there's not a lot of game talk going on between Ty, Jed, and Beth throughout the day. But Ty does say this to Jed. He is, of course, going to tell other people that he will not use the veto, but he did tell Jed that he would say that. and that he would actually use the veto. So that leads me to believe that one of two things is happening here. Either Ty just fully intends on not winning the veto, but that's kind of a tricky situation because if Jed or Beth win, he knows he's going to go up on the block, mm-hmm. and that's not a good place to be. So he should want to win, but then if he does win, he has now promised two sides, two different things. And I am not entirely sure where he would go with it. I am inclined to believe that he might try to veto Jed and force Beth out. But he may not even need to do that. He may, because that might put him in an even trickier situation where, yes, he's now vetoed Jed, but then he's backstabbing Jed by taking out Beth when he could take out Brayden. But if he doesn't use the veto, then he's equally backstabbing Jed. So either way, he's backstabbing Jed unless he takes out Brayden. But he doesn't want to do that. So I'm not entirely sure what his plan is because he's put himself in kind of a tricky spot.
Right. If he truly doesn't mind if Beth goes, or even if he wants Beth to go, his best case scenario is probably if he has the opportunity to throw the veto to Kiefer or Brayden, if that's possible. I think that he's like in a good spot where all the people believe him, but he's in the bad spot where he is going to have to make a decision here that's going to make someone unhappy with him, unless he can throw the veto to Brayden and Kiefer, and then he's safe. But that would be him deciding, I'm okay with Beth or Jed going. So,
yeah. So, not entirely sure what Ty will do. I imagine the plan would be, if Kiefer or Brayden are ahead of me in the veto, I'll throw it to them. If Beth or Jed are ahead of me, I'll try to win it. And then at the end of the day, I think that there might be like a sit down that the Ty has with Jed, where he says like
Beth is our bestie.
Beth is our bestie, but she's not one of us. Maybe he says like Beth has lost the plot, and I'm sorry, but we need to take her out. I'm still with you, Jed. And Jed doesn't really have any other options, so he may be able to force that situation. Maybe that's what Beth should have been doing all along. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Because I'm really not sure what Ty's plan is from here on out. But I'm sure we will find out. Tara is then going to talk to Beth after her Wendy's trip with Ty, which presumably goes well. She says, look, Beth, I just don't believe that you're willing to cut Jed. I just don't believe you're willing to cut him right now. And Beth's like, no, why? What? No, what do you mean? Of course I would cut Jed. Don't you understand? If I won the veto and didn't use it, that would be my move, our move. I mean, it would be great on our resumes to get Jed out this week. Tara's like, I don't know. If I put you up on the block next to Jed, then now you can't use the veto on him. And I have been assured that if nominations stay the same, that Jed would go. So, at this point in the game, I need to get blood on my hands. And so this is what I'm just going to have to do. And Beth's like, I just didn't think you'd put blood on your hands with me.
Yeah. Funny that exactly 4 hours before she was like, you're not going on the block. That's the one thing I came here to tell you. I wish that Beth would listen a little bit when Tara says, like, I don't think you would do it now. I think you might take Jed out later, but I don't think you would do it now. And Beth's like trying to convince her that she would. It's like, convince yourself that you would, Beth. Please convince yourself. Beth is just very upset that you swore on your family and all that. And what about Brayden? I mean, Brayden is so comfortable in this game. He's been the most comfortable. I like Tara saying, like, well, Brayden would be so upset if I put him up. And she's like, and you think I wouldn't be upset?
Yeah.
For putting me up?
She said Ty said he would be mad at me if I put him in. You think I'm not mad, Tara? So I will cut Jed. It's brutal that you trust Ty more than me. I wish you weren't burning bridges right now. Your word is supposed to mean everything in this house. You know, and you know what? Kiefer's a stand-up guy. He promised on his children, and he wouldn't go back on that. Unlike you, who promised on your children that I wouldn't go up. And Tara's like, that was last week. That was before the, that was before even the veto competition. And Beth's like, yeah, that's why I threw the veto to you. I was like, you threw what veto? She's like, I totally threw that veto to you. That's why you won.
Why do people do this? Sorry, another nitpick here, but like, it's okay to throw competitions, but you have to tell someone before the competition that you're throwing it to them for it to matter.
You can't tell them a full week later.
Yeah. Telling someone after that you threw it, that does negative work because now it just makes a person feel like they didn't win it of their own accord.
Mm-hmm. It's also not a throw if you throw it to two different people and then they compete in the final round. She says, oh my God, it's just so unfortunate that you're being lied to and you believe it in Big Brother. It's just, oh my God, I'm you know what? Just remember that I've been talking to you for way longer than them. And so they just started talking to you now. And like, okay, what is this, week three again? And you're talking to Victoria about Kyle and Roe? Like, how do you have the same line after all this time? You have not learned anything as a player, clearly.
And I wonder, like, Beth is so upset about this that I wonder if she believes her own lies. Like, did she really at any part of her believe that she would have not used the veto on the guys? I don't know. It's she just seems upset that her plan wasn't working. Her really great plan.
Tara is gonna tell Kiefer, oh, Beth is pissed. I talked to Jed about going up and he took it great. Beth, not so much. Beth is gonna go and talk to the camera. She's like, oh my God.
Oh my sweet merciful God.
I was really even thinking about taking out Jed this week because I've been pissed because he's been saying he's going to win all the competitions. And I was totally going to maybe think about taking him out this week. But now it's stupid. You know what? This is a good thing. I'm glad now I don't have to be fake around Tara anymore. Oh, it's just so gross that she swore on her kids. I can't believe people do that.
This is the part that like frustrates me. You can't have it both ways. Don't tell us it's your big move to get Jed out this week, but also say that you might cut him at Final Four. Cause right after this, she's like, oh, you know, America, I really want to be loyal to the guys, but I'm even thinking I might cut them at Final Four. You might cut them at Final Four and you might take them to the end, but you also might have you made it your big move to take him out at Final Six? Which way is it? You can't have, this is why I was questioning if she was thinking like that she thinks America like wants them to stay as a group, because she's acting like, oh, America, don't hate me if I might cut him at Final Four. Like, which one? Don't lie to us.
Well, she's not lying. She doesn't know herself. I mean, she's waffling all over
the place.
She knows that the audience wants her to cut them. That's why she continually says, I'm going to do it. Don't worry, Canada. I'm going to cut them. I'm not dumb. But then she goes, you know what? No, I'm going to take them and beat them because I can.
That's what I'm saying. It's a phrasing thing, like just watching her talk. And like when she says, oh, America, like I want to be loyal to them, but I'm going to cut. That's not convincing me that you actually want to cut them. That's convincing me that like you think the right thing to do to be a nice person is to not cut them. But you're trying to play. I want Victoria like full steam. This is my game plan, whether it's good or bad.
Victoria was the same, actually, because Victoria no. also was like, oh, my boys, I'm going to the end with the ghost peppers.
But she was just more animated.
I guess so. The issue here is that.
Sorry, Canada, not America. Yes, I'm sorry. I keep saying America. I keep watching from the perspective of America. It's
typical American behavior. It's okay.
I'm sorry. It's so typical me to put myself there. Yes.
So Jed and Beth are in fact going to be nominated. And this is just an absurd result because. Literally Thursday morning, Tina and Tara talked through options of what Tara would do if she won. And the conclusion was nominate Jed and Ty. If one of them wins the veto, replace them not with Beth, but with Kiefer. Beth should not touch the block. The first thing Tara says to Beth on Friday is, I do not want you on the block. I do not want you to go home. And Beth finds a way to get out of that situation and into a seat on the block. And it's not on a plan that even does anything for her. if she does get Brayden on the block and sends Brayden home, that is worst case scenario. That's not even what she wanted. She wanted to lose one of Ty or Jed this week, but she made up this elaborate plan to get to it's all because she wanted to run Tara's HOH for no good reason. She should have just let it happen and she would have been completely fine. And now she's on the block. And not only is she on the block, but she is at this point the potential target, the likely target. If the noms stay the same, it's starting to look like Jed might stay and Beth might go home this week.
It's what I said on Monday. I want someone to frame the game like they're the best player. Frame the game like it is your idea. It is perfectly fine for Beth to listen to what Tara wants to do. Tara wants to put up the guys. Beth, just tell us and start shaping in your mind that it's your idea. And she kind of does this, like you said, she kind of does this after her first conversation with Tara. But what you don't need to do is just say, like, for fun, I'm going to try to convince Tara to do something that doesn't benefit her or me or anyone just so I can run the game. Just take what's there and pretend it's yours. I'm fine with that. That's like, I'd rather see someone do that than this, which gets them in a worse situation. Just kind of because she, for fun, wanted to run the game. I think Beth, I mean, this is me completely guessing here, but my gut is feeling like she knows that the way that her own HOH went was not the smoothest scenario, and now feels, because this is the second time that she said that she needs to, that this is not so-and-so's HOH, it's hers and she's going to run it. She said the same thing when Jed won HOH. And in both scenarios, I think it's because she feels like, I didn't take the opportunity I maybe should have in my own HOH, and so I need to count some of these other HOHs as if they were my own, which is like perfectly fine to do, but you need to do it in a way that also makes sense for the person who's actually HOH.
Mm-hmm. It is an absurd situation that she has found herself in, and she has completely put herself there. She put herself here by her own actions this week. The other factor was Kiefer running around and making it happen. But I can't even say that that wasn't her fault, because she could have evicted Kiefer last week. And then that factor wouldn't be there. And maybe she still wouldn't be in this situation, even if she did make this colossal mistake this week. But she did not get rid of Kiefer last week. She let him stay, full on let him stay. And now he is actively plotting her demise in the game.
Which, to be fair, like, if Tina had stayed, it's not like Tara would have put up Tina either.
No, but she would not have put up Beth. She would, the plan, like, so the plan drifted from Kiefer this week. She wouldn't have put up Kiefer regardless, but there's definitely a chance that she would have put Brayden up on the block if she thought that Beth would go home if she put Beth up on the block, because she really felt like Beth was an ally until all of this info came from Kiefer saying that Beth has been trying to play Tara all game long. And here's the thing. Tara is also making a mistake by putting Beth up on the block, because Beth might go home, and that is still not what she wants. She wants Jed gone, and Jed might not go this week, which is very bad for Tara.
Especially because Kiefer and Ty probably both would send Beth home over Jed.
Exactly.
Almost definitely.
Which means that it's their HOH and not hers.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, Beth, you know, you can blame Kiefer for telling Tara this info about how Beth has been playing her. But also the reason that Kiefer can say this is because Beth openly tells Kiefer things like, oh, I've been trying to convince Tara that I would, you know, send Jed home and stuff. Like, Beth, if you just didn't say that to Kiefer, he wouldn't have, I mean, he would probably make it up and infer it, but he at least wouldn't have that direct ammo.
Mm-hmm. So that's where things are. Ty is going to have a moment that everyone enjoyed, which is right after talking to Beth. He's like, I can't wait to get her out.
Oh, yeah.
Ty is done with Beth. Beth is also going to have quite the day for Beth here. I can't even fathom why she thought this was good or okay. Beth is going to go to Jed. She says, hey, Jed, I've got a friend. I've been meaning to tell you about her. She's so cool. She does all these things. She's this, she's that. Literally would be perfect for you. I think about you two together all the time. He's like, well, okay. So you're pawning me off. She's like, just if things don't work out. And he's like, oh, well, so we'll see you never, I guess. Jeez. And she's like, yeah. So, she's blonde. She's short. She's really into fitness, great body. And it's like, oh my God, it's not even the worst part yet, guys. He's like, you're really setting me up right now. She's like, yeah. I'm serious. She's great. And she only dates black men. And it's just like, and he's like, I don't even have the words to describe how awful this is on so many levels.
The least of which is I just said that you don't want a middleman in someone's relationship.
I get it, yeah. He was literally just talking about how he thinks he loves her.
Like read the room.
Beth, this is not how you break up with somebody.
First off, just tell him you're not interested. But also, I would say have a little bit of strategy here. Do it after the game. Do it after the game, not on TV. Don't mention any of the stuff about your friend. And yeah, this is weird. It's so weird.
I mean, genuinely, like, I can't imagine something worse than being in a relationship outside of, you know, the obvious big things. And like the way that you're essential, because like the second this happens, like it's over, right? Like this, she just broke up with Jed. Neither of them just have the courage to admit it at this point, right? Like the fact that she is like, I have a friend that I want to set you up with. And he was like, are you trying to pawn me off? And she was like, so here's the thing about this friend. She's great. Like it's over. It's over.
Yeah. It's awkward. It's also not a great time to say it, Beth, when like you need, I mean, even if you're going up on the block with Jed, you don't want Jed like actively rooting against you right now either.
Yeah, I mean it's they've just been put up on the block together, you know, poor Jed is probably like, this might be my last week in the house with Beth, this woman that I think I love, and now all of a sudden when there are just a few days remaining of their time together, potentially she's talking about setting you up with one of her friends who only dates black men.
Ty's looking really great right now in this game.
Yeah.
It's really awkward.
This is literally unbelievable. I could not believe when I heard that this had happened. I could not believe it. I went and I watched it and it was worse than I imagined.
Like at first I was trying to read into it where I thought at first that this might have been a joke where she was like going to then describe herself. And it was like, haha, see, I'm the friend. But didn't even. Nope.
She puts on her fake manipulating voice. The really obvious one where she's like, oh, honey. Hey, Jed, I've got this friend. Oh, my. She's really great. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
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 Awkward.
Yeah, it's yeah. Honestly, you guys should watch the clip if you're so inclined, because it's hearing about it is not properly described.
And this is like, I mean, it could affect game, could not affect game. I know that this is, I try to stick more to game talk and less about like the people and their own things. Feel bad because it's been like an hour of kind of talking not great about Beth's gameplay, but this whole thing, like this whole day, they could make a whole episode out of this and really bury Beth if they wanted to.
Oh, they will.
Yeah,
she's already the villain.
Yes, and I feel bad about that because you know they're all game players and you know they're people and stuff, but not a great look.
Not a great thing to do, really.
No.
So
like even outside a game, don't break up with someone like that.
Very much outside of game, yeah. Like this is like, very much not even a game related thing. What are you doing? So that's basically what we're going to see throughout the rest of the day. The strategy stuff is going to slow down as they wait for the veto. Kiefer and Brayden have another late night talk. And this is when we learn for sure Brayden is still set on taking Jed out. But he does ask if Jed ends up winning the veto, the plan is to take out Beth, right? And Kiefer says yes. In Brayden's mind, it's the same as Tara's mind. Jed is the target, but if Jed wins the veto, we'll see what happens. I think in Tara's mind, she'd still probably even want Ty out over Beth at that point. However, now that Beth has gone off on Tara, that might have changed. Kiefer is saying yes in this moment to Jed is the target. Beth is the backup target if Jed wins the veto. They talk about going to Final Three with Tara and maybe genuinely going to that Final Four with Tara and Ty and then maybe seeing where they go from there. But that is the plan as of last night. However, I do believe Kiefer and Ty have been considering as well. There was some talk this morning that Beth might be target number one and that depending on what happens with the veto, they can maybe start to try and get other people to see it the way that they're seeing it. So it is still technically up in the air here between Beth and Jed. If things stay the same, though, I am inclined to believe that Beth is looking like the target.
Wait, got it. I've come up with some spin doctor on this. Okay. Here's a way that Beth's horrible conversation with Jed could work to her advantage. Go tell Tara you did that. Tell Tara you did that, and she might believe a little bit more that you would actually vote for Jed to leave. Maybe.
There you go.
That's the most hope I can put on it.
Just break up with him. Just be like, hey, you know what? I feel like you've been saying that you think you love me, and I really appreciate that, but I'm just not feeling the same way, and I'm concerned that we are not quite on the same page, and so I think that maybe we should cool this down a bit. Don't say I've got a friend that I need to set you up with. No. All right. So that's where we're at with the day. And that's where we're looking forward to. So the veto should take place sometime today, I would imagine. And then we'll find out who wins it. It's very all across the board here. Again, if Jed or Beth win, then I would imagine Ty would be the replacement. If Ty is up on the block next to Beth, then Jed, that'd be interesting from Jed.
curious to see what happens.
Kiefer and Brayden would want Beth out. Yes. Not sure where Tara would lean, but again, given Beth's reaction, she may lean Beth out, but she may try to push Ty out. We have to wait and see. If Beth wins the veto, Ty goes on the block next to Jed. That should be pretty straightforward. Jed should go. If Ty wins the veto, we talked about this. We don't really know for sure what he would do. But I imagine that either he would save Jed and then would try to get Beth out when Brayden likely goes up as the replacement. There is a chance that he could flip with Jed to keep Beth and take out Brayden. And here's why. We know that for as much as Ty is saying that he wants Beth out right now, we also know that all it might take is for Jed to go. But Ty, we could keep Beth and take Brayden out.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
So don't expect that Ty is going to stay 100% locked in to any plan, because he is fully one of the wafflers in this house. So if that happens, we would have to wait and see. If Ty wins and does not use it, then I would imagine same thing as if the veto is not used. And then if Kiefer or Brayden win, they should not use it. And again, it should lean Beth, but it could still be Jed. So that's where we're at.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I love having these conversations, and then you just have people waffle back and forth, and it doesn't matter anymore. So curious to see who wins veto. I'm hoping just for some fun that it's like, I don't know, Kiefer who wins.
Yes. I did
at
also
this point, I think I'm all in on Kiefer. Kiefer, keep doing your thing.
It's an interesting spot here. I did also talk to Tina. She had actually an interesting jury list. She said that she is not only rooting for Kiefer to win even over Tara, but certainly would vote for Kiefer against anybody that he sat next to in the final two. Second place was Beth. She would vote for Beth. She said Beth does not need to cut Jed to win the game. Jed needs to cut Beth to win the game. Jed was her third place finisher in the jury rankings. Tara was fourth, though she did say that if Tara won the HOH and took a shot at the trio, that would definitely shoot her up in the rankings. Ty was fifth. Ty was fifth in the ratings. Ty is another person that would have to win competitions, and he would need to cut Jed if he wanted to win the game. And then Brayden was last, who similarly would need to win competitions and cut some people if he wanted a chance at winning. So interesting stuff there from Tina. And we'll have to, I think that's fairly in line with what we were hearing from Ro and Vic as well, in the sense that basically Ty, Tara, and Brayden need to win comps and take big shots. Tara just won and is taking big shots. I think she will be elevated in the lists. Ty and Brayden, while they're safe right now and in a decent spot, they are going to need to win stuff if they want a chance to win in the end. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. But interesting stuff. That is the update for today. We've got a lot to look forward to this week, and then a lot to hope doesn't go wrong with this fake double eviction. But that is what we have. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Could be a lot that happens today, depending on what happens with the veto. And then, of course, after the Monday night episode, we'll be live to recap that. Tuesday, we'll have the roundtable and we'll update the stock watch and all kinds of fun stuff there. On Saturday, which is today, tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, we will have a live circle roundtable, if it's a round circle table. And we're going to be talking about the week of the Circle US on Netflix. It's been some fun episodes, so that'll be fun to talk about as well. Make sure you tune in for that. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, playing some games, hanging out, having fun, doing all kinds of things. Mary, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Frail Mary. I've been also playing some games, having some fun on Twitch, doing silly things over there, like trying to break speed run records for games that don't even have anyone else trying to break them. So it's really me against myself over there, but super fun. You're looking at the official first place Detective Barbie speedrun champ. So come enjoy that.
See, I was streaming the other day, and my chat told me that you were a world record holder, and they told me that I should beat your time.
Oh, I don't think you want that that smoke, Taryn. So I'd say stay away from that. but there's three more Barbie detective games, so gonna try to work my way through those. But it's definitely a good time over there. You can also find me at Kowski Cast, that's Cow with a K, and doing my own podcasting over there. But I think I'll be back for some other Big Brother stuff and some Circle stuff next week. So you can just check me out on Rob's podcast.
There you go. All right, thank you guys so much for joining us today, and see all of you next time.